Couple of random facts for you to start off your stack of leftovers today. You know the McDonald's character Grimace was originally evil. In 1971, he was called Evil Grimace, and his goal was to steal milkshakes. I remember that. But by 72, they had turned him into a purple monster who's a good guy and just not very bright. An octopus does not have 8 arms. It has 6 arms and 2 legs.
Man, get it right.
Two of the tentacles work like legs and help it move, while the other 6 arms are grabbing food. And one more random fact for you. 51% of all pregnancies in this country are by, whoops, accident. Yeah.
A 19-year-old woman in England got her breasts enlarged from a double A cup to a G cup. And she says that her enormous breasts are now making her a better mother. Before she got them, she would never take her 2-year-old son swimming because she was self-conscious. Now she's happy to take him everywhere.
Yeah, just definitely made her a better mother, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A new survey found the average woman buys 17 pairs of shoes a year. $61 a pair. That's over $1,000 per year. Over the course of your 50 adult years, lady, $51,600 on shoes.
And how many times do you wear them? Once.
Once, maybe. Yeah.
New survey just found the things you need to do to be a cool 50-year-old guy.
I'm listening.
Number 10, don't text your kids' friends or follow them on Instagram or friend them on Facebook.
Whoops.
Uh-oh. Don't get a facelift. Don't wax your body hair, especially your chest. Don't grow a soul patch. Do not spray tan. If you're single, date women close to your age. All right. Number 4, use moisturizer. Number 3, wear a good watch. Number 2, if you have a hair head of hair, keep it trimmed. And if it's graying, it's okay. And the number 1 thing to do to be a cool 50-year-old guy, embrace the baldness by shaving your head.
And finally, a couple in Texas went to a flea market earlier this month and bought an American flag covered in messages for a fallen Marine. They knew it was a tribute flag because they've been in the Marines. Their kids are in the Marines. They tracked down the person's mother on Facebook and gave the flag to her this weekend. Turns out she didn't even know this tribute flag for her fallen son had even existed.